Hello, thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is Lindsay. How can I help you today?
Hey, so I got service. One, I have to get a set of a PIN and all that stuff, and my name is wrong, spelled wrong on my bill. And then I also keep getting these lag spikes in when I'm using the service, and I don't know why.
Okay, yes, I can help you with that today. Let me see if I can take a look at the equipment. Hold on one moment. Okay, yes. What is your first and last name?
Daniel, and then the last name is WYLD.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think the phone had broken up for a second there. Can you spell your last name again?
WYLD.
Okay, yes. I do see it spelled wrong on here, but it does have your email address, which is spelled correctly. Hold on one
Yeah.
moment and let me just make a note of this real fast, and I will see if I can get that changed for you. Hold on one
Okay.
moment. So the correct spelling of your name is Daniel, last name
No,
W.
IEL.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, Daniel, and then last name is WYLD.
Yep.
Okay, yes. Okay, let me see here. Okay, it does say that your Wi-Fi network is online, but it says chronic poor Wi-Fi coverage, and some devices have poor coverage. Hold on one moment and let me see what this says. Okay, it says the gateway should not be blocked by metal, placed near mirrors, or placed in the path of thick construction material that can attenuate the Wi-Fi signal. If possible, reposition the gateway to be closer to the core or middle of the home to more evenly cover the home. Let's see.
So I have your guys' stuff here, and then right next to it is the PlayStation I use, and it is constantly lagging, and now it says Wi-Fi is not connected, so.
Okay, yes. Okay. And it says
So I
it's in
guess
the
you got
living
you
room.
guys.
Yes. Okay, yes, it says the router is in the living room. Is that where most of your devices are?
The one main device I'm talking about right now is r literally 5 feet away from the router, unobstructed.
Okay, yes, let me see here. It's only suggesting that you relocate the router and you might need an extender for the rest of the home,
I
but
have
if it's right
two
next to it.
extenders already put on. I have two extenders. I have the previous mesh Wi-Fi system going through it as just access points, and they're working for the rest of the house. Those are fine. It's the Right now, the one that's working, that it's the PlayStation 5 that I am sitting on, like I just connected just now, is literally, oh, like, I'm sorry, 6 feet from it, unobstructed, on the same side of the wall and everything, and it constantly will stop, like, there's like a lag spike, a ping spike, it's whatever, like, it has to catch up to itself. And
Okay,
so, like, I'm
yes.
constantly having interruption of my service here. From something that's right next to it.
Oh no, yes, I do understand. Yes. Hold on one moment. Now it is saying that everything is offline. Let me see if I can refresh this because when I had first started, it said it was still online, but there was congestion. And now it's saying it's offline. Let me see here.
Yeah, it just kicked me out completely.
Let's see here. Okay, yes, I do see your device, the living room PS4. It says it's offline right now. Let me see.
PS5, it should be online now.
Let's see here. Okay, I was looking at a different device. I'm sorry. It does say the PS4 is offline, but the PS5, it said it's online right now. Let me see the health
Yeah, it's
check.
online right now.
Okay, and everything is back on except for the one thing it's still popping up is the Wi-Fi coverage, chronic poor Wi-Fi coverage. Everything else said it's back to normal right now, and the
I'm
only
not sure
advice.
how it would say it has, how would it have chronic poor Wi-Fi coverage? What do you mean? What does that mean? Because it's nothing in the house has bad coverage right now because
Yes.
I have everything.
Yes, I'm not sure. It's the only thing that's saying everything else. It's saying internet connection, stability, network speed, devices, they're all normal. The only thing it's coming up with any advice is the chronic poor Wi-Fi coverage, and that was just what I had said in the beginning. The advice was to relocate the gateway. But if you're saying it's everything is in the living
I
room,
can't
I'm
move.
not sure.
I can't move the. I can't move the router any closer except if I put it on top of the PS5, which would
Oh
be dumb. There'd be no point in having it wireless anything. It would just.
no. Oh no. Yes. Let me see. Well, I'm showing right now that everything is back online and it says normal congestion now. Network speed is normal. Quality is normal. And that is the only suggestion it still has is the chronic poor Wi-Fi coverage. So I'm not sure what that would be. It says that many of your devices are currently connected. Let me see here. 13 connected devices. Okay, yes. While I'm on the phone, would you like to see if you can restart your PlayStation to see if it will turn back on?
I mean, it's on right now.
Okay, yes. Okay, so it is on. Okay, let me
Yeah.
see here. Okay, yes. Does this happen often? Does it go on and off often?
Ever since I got it, ever since I got it, it does this thing where it's rubber bands. You like start doing something in a game, whatever, and then it pauses for like 2 seconds, 3 seconds, and then it rubber bands and everything catches up to it. It's like a giant ping spike, lag spike.
Okay, yes, let me see here.
If I run speed tests, the speed's fine. It's just there's some sort of a buffering bloat lag spike thing.
Okay, yes. Let me see. Do you know what your gig usage is? Do you have the 1 gig standard plan?
I have two. I have two
Okay.
gigs.
Okay, yes, that is the recommended plan for if you do a lot of streaming. So that would be the plan that we would recommend. Let me see here.
It's like it has to catch up to itself.
Okay, let me see. Okay, let me see. So because it does say that the Wi-Fi network is on and everything is connected, let me just place you on a brief hold to mention this to my supervisor and see if there's anything we can do about this, or if you'll
Okay.
need some kind of repair appointment. So hold on one moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, yes, hello, sir.
Hello.
Yes, thank you so much for holding. Okay, I was checking to see with my supervisor about what to do about this, and they said that if the internet is still working, but if you're still having questions about sometimes your devices are lagging, like you said, what I can do here is I can create this trouble ticket and fill out this form. And would you like to have a repair appointment scheduled to come out? To see what's going on with your device.
I mean, sure, I guess, because it hasn't gone away. It just keeps happening.
Okay, yes, I understand. And so what I can do is I can fill out this form here and send it over to the technical department, and then someone will contact you back about this issue and see if they can do more troubleshooting. Okay, and then
Okay.
if they still need to come out to do repairs, I do just have to inform you of some of the fees for that. Okay, there is a $49.99 truck roll
I'm
fee.
okay.
Yes.
I'm not paying a fee to have something fixed that you guys literally put in. That's not how that works. You installed it and it's not working. Why would I be paying your repair fee on the thing?
Okay, yes. This is just something we have to inform the customers of. They do say that if it turns out that the issue is ArchShop Fiber's responsibility, those costs will not be charged to you. But we do need to quote you up front so that you're aware of them in the event that it is the customer responsibility.
So you
Yes.
guys came out, okay, I understand, but like I'm feeling a little uneasy about this whole situation as it is because I literally left my other company that I was, getting service through to have you guys do this whole thing. It has not worked right since put in, installed, and now you're telling me there might be a fee even though I have not done anything. Do you see how that's going to be a bit of a problem?
Yes, I understand. What I can do here instead is I can, if you would like just a call back about this issue, I can go ahead and send over a message to my supervisor team to see if somebody can call you back to see if it even needs a truck roll, or a repair session, or to see if the technical department can do anything about this, over the phone, if you would like.
I just I am I don't I'm kind of speechless right now. I don't even this is it hasn't even been a month. So I'm getting quoted on fees to come out and fix your shit is not sitting well. I don't know how I feel about that. Any of this. This is like Yeah, you're gonna have to. I mean, I will not pay a fee to have you come out here to check your own stuff. I'm just gonna let you know ahead of time. That's not gonna happen. I will. That's a hill I will die on. That's ridiculous. That's not even how that works. Okay, so you had four guys here that day. Four guys. So you can, you know what I mean? So you can do however you're gonna do it. I'm not paying any fees. So however you need to fix this. Whichever works on your end, that's fine, but I'm not paying for extra shit to have a complete install that
Okay,
functions.
yes. Yes, I understand. And so I already have your name here. What is a good number to contact you back on?
845-519-9898. And I also need to set up, I can't get into like the account on my the website. I can't set it up. It says I need to have a PIN number or whatever, but I don't have a PIN number because I never set one up.
Okay, yes, that is something I can help you with right now. Let me place you on a brief hold to ask about this.
Okay.
Hold on one moment. Okay, yes. Hello, sir.
Yep, that's me.
Yes, thank you so much for holding. Yes, I was just speaking with my supervisor and we were having a conversation about this, and she d also checked your account. She said she was checking, she did a speed test and she said the speed test was good, and she said that your PS5 the connection was excellent. It's graded as excellent in our system. And so we're not sure what
Yeah.
the issue is there. But we can go ahead if you would like. We can schedule a repair appointment, and I can make a note. She said that I can make a note that you would not like to pay the fees about an issue about this, and then someone from the technical department will contact you back about this issue to see if they can resolve it without a repair
Okay.
appointment. Okay?
That's fine. Yeah, that's fine. It's
Okay.
just because it's like it's using your router, which is put where you guys put it. I haven't disconnected it. And like it's not connecting. The PS5 has it just, and that's the only one that I'm seeing to having problems with. It's like it's having a problem communicating with the two, and it's right next to each other, so it's like I don't know what's doing that. But that's so if that you can get someone to call me and I can talk to them if they have a better idea, but there's nothing I can do because everything in the app is showing me that there's nothing I can do. You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand. Let me see
Yeah.
here. Okay. Let me see here.
So yeah, you can put it in so that they'll have somebody get a hold of me. That's fine.
Okay, let me see. Okay,
I
let
mean,
me tell her
every once in
this.
a while, yeah, I
Yes.
think the DNS kicks out every once in a while or something. I don't know.
Okay, yes. Okay, I will also make a note of that in the notes. And let me see. And you said you had needed your PIN number for your account.
Yeah, I need to be able to set it up so I can get access to the website. Or yeah, my account on the website. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Okay, yes. Let me just place you on a brief hold while I have her in this conversation, and let me see if I can ask about that. Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Okay, yes. Hello, sir.
Yep.
Okay, yes. Thank you for holding. She was looking that information up for you, and she said that you should be able to log in using the information from the email that was sent to you. When you log in, the username for you is going to be Dan, Dan dot WILD at gmail.com.
Okay. That's the all right. That's my okay.
Okay,
That's
and
not
then the
my
password.
email though.
Oh, okay. Yes. Let me see. It says she said we have his correct email on file, but your eCare login is the misspelled email address. So I do apologize for that. Yes.
Okay.
Okay, yes, I'm
Is
sorry
there
about
any way
that.
I can I is there any way I can fix that, or is that just stuck like that?
Let me ask her. Let me see here. Okay, she did request for that welcome email to be resent, and your password is going to be all lowercase. It is ABCD 1234 exclamation point.
A B C D 1 2 3 4 exclamation point. Okay. All right.
Okay, and let me see here. I think the last thing I'm asking if we can change the spelling on that, and we will also correct your spelling of your name on the account. And then we do have to schedule, even if nobody comes out right now, we do have to schedule an appointment. And we can schedule
Okay.
that appointment for starting on 6/26, and that would be next week on Wednesday. Okay, and we do have several appointment times. What is a good time for you on starting on Wednesday? It does not have to be the 26th. It can be after that. And we have starting at 10 a.m.
26 is a Wednesday.
Yes.
That's fine. Sure.
Okay, yes. Okay, and then we have appointments beginning at 10 a.m. and going until 5 p.m. What would be a good time for you?
Noon is probably the best.
Noon, okay, let me see here. Okay, I do apologize. It looks like that might be a popular time for people to choose. I'm sorry about that. We don't have any appointments. We have 10 to 12 and then 1 p.m. to 5 p.m.
10 to 12 is fine.
Okay, yes. Okay. I will go ahead and select that here. Okay, so that's just going to be June 26th at 10 a.m. Okay, and then someone will call you back about this issue to see if there's any more troubleshooting we can do. Okay, and my supervisor did say they submitted the change of the spelling for your email and your account name. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, yes, and then she said that they requested for that welcome email to be resent so that you can log on to the website.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, yes. I do apologize for this issue. Yes, and we will go ahead and make those changes to correct that information on your account, and then someone from the technical department will go ahead and contact you back about this issue, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, yes. Well, thank you for calling Arch Top Fiber. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you. Bye.